Okay, we're going to begin here on the top of Mem Amud Aleph. The Gemara is going to spend more time dissecting the Braita that we saw yesterday, as well as explicate on that Braita. The background for that Braita, as we discussed yesterday, was the Pasuk that was found by the Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibor. And as Rashi noted yesterday, that Pasuk is completely extraneous, because it says, Vasala par, kasha sala par achatat, kenya selo, v'chiper alehem akohen, v'nislach lehem. And as we noted already yesterday, there's no necessity to learn anything from Par Kohen Mashiach, which seems to be the antecedent of this Pasuk, to Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor. Since we know everything in the Psukim that are found here in Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor, we don't need Par Kohen Mashiach to teach us that. And in that sense, the Pasuk is completely extraneous. And therefore, yesterday, the Braita brought us Limudim, which indicated to us what each piece of that Pasuk was coming to teach us. And that's what we're going to spend time on today. Just before we start, it's kedai to have the psukim that we're going to discuss in today's Gemara, as well as maybe some of the charts that'll make it easier to see what we are speaking about throughout the daf today. I did send out the psukim as well as the charts, and if you don't have them, you can also go to the website and get them so that it makes it easier to follow along in today's daf. So Gemara begins, Amar Mar, Ein li ele matan sheva shema'akvot b'chol makom. The assumption of the Gemara is that what is covered by the beginning of the Pasuk, which we saw yesterday, is Vasa Kasher Asa, that you will do like you did, meaning that there's a duplication now of something that you did, which will make it Me'akev. The Gemara assumes that that's a reference to the Matan Sheva, the Sheva Hazaot that have to be done towards the Parochet, both by the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor as well as the Par Kohen Mashiach, but those are Me'akev. How do you know that that's the case at the Me'akev? Because Shema'akvot B'chol Makom. Because everywhere else, whenever you find Sheva Hazaot, they are Me'akev. And the Gemara asks, Heicha, where do you have instances where you have Sheva Hazaot? And there is Ikuv that the Gemara assumes automatically here, that when you have Sheva, that is subject to Ikuv. Samarav Papa Bipara Ubinigayim. Because we have that by the Para Duma and by Tzorat. By the Para Duma, it says in Pashat Chukat, with regards to the Dam of the Para Duma, Lakach Elazar Kohen midama be'etzbo, Iza El Nochach ve'omoed midama sheva pe'amim. So you have to do it 7 times towards the Oel Moed. That's what he does when they're on Har Zitim, when they're processing the Para Aduma. And that dam is a sheva hazaot. And the Pesukim over there have the word chok, zot chukat Torah, chok that are associated with them. And anytime we find the word chok, it is the ikuva. In addition, in the Tarata Mitzora, that's found in Pashat Mitzora, it says there, with regards to the log hashemen that he brings as part of his process of tara, v'lakach ha-kohen milog hashemen, v'yatzak al kaf ha-kohen asmalit, tevel ha-kohen et etzbo b'yimanit min hashemen asher al kapo asmalit, v'hiza min hashemen b'etzbo sheva pe'amim lifnei Hashem. And so there's 7 sprinklings of this shemen from the log hashemen towards the Ohel Moed in the processing of the tara of the mitzorah. And again, there we find, as Rashi notes over here, Zotia Torata Mitzora. And we know that with the word Havaya or Tiyeh means that it is the Ikuva. So we find both by the Para Duma, where you have Hazata Dam, and by the Mitzora, where you have Hazata Shemen. Both the cases, it's 7 times, and it's done in a manner that is similar to what we're discussing over here, not in the same location. In both of those instances, it's the Akev. So that's why over here we would have automatically assumed that the Sheva Hatzaot that are associated with the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor should be subject to Ikuv, and that would have been our first assumption as to what the Ikuv is when we say, Vasa Kasher Asa. But then the Braita continued and said that the Dalet Matanot should then also be included. Matan Arba Minayin. How do I know that the 4 Matanot that go on the Mizbeach HaZahav, that they're also Me'akev? Mar says, Dalet Nami Divan Ukfelan. Why do you need a separate limud for that? If the whole way that this pasuk works is vasa kasher asa, which means that whatever is written by the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor now has an additional asiya placed upon it, where it becomes now the ikuv, because it's repeated in the psukim of Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor. If it's true by the 7 hazaot, it should also be true by the 4 matnot dam that go on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Both of them are found in the psukim there, in Perek Dalet, with regards to Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor. And so why doesn't the vasa kasher asa cover both of those, and why do you need a separate limud for the Matan Dalet? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, lo nitzracha elo Rabbi Shimon. The only reason we need it is really because of Rabbi Shimon's Shita, the Tanya. So So here is a machloket and a braita as to the source for the fact that you require four matnot dam on the mizbeach hazahav for the par kohen mashiach, as well as the par helam davar shel tzibur. And that is, lamala omer, by the case of the par kohen mashiach, which is the first in the parshiot and vayikra dalet of the chataot, over there it says with regards to the matnot dam on the mizbeach hazahav, Natana Kwame and Adam Al Kornot Mizbach Toratasamim Nifneashem, Sherbo Moed, but called Dam Hapar Yishpoch Yisod Mizbach Aula, Asher Petach Oel Moed. So over there you have the Karnot, and once again here we're learning it Aim Lamikra, as Rashi notes over here, that Rabbi Shimon is Doresh the way that we pronounce it, and so therefore we pronounce it Karnot Malay, and therefore it's Karen Karnot Shtaim. That teaches you that you have two matnot dam that are associated with the parakohen Mashiach. B'matu umer keren karnot. Also in the next parshia, which is the parhelam davar shel tzibur, it also says min adam yitein al karnot amizbeach asher lifnei Hashem asher bo moed. Kol adam yishpoch yisod mizbach haola asher petach o moed. So here again you have karnot that's spelled chaser, and now we pronounce it karnot as in plural. And that gives you an additional two matnot dam. Now the truth is that if you look back at Parakohen Mashiach, it's actually spelled Malay over there, and so you don't even need Aim Lemikra to tell you that there's a minimum of two. Rashi just notes because it could have said Karen and instead said Karnot, that indicates that it means two and not one. So now you have two Matnot Dam on this Mizbeach Zahav associated with the Parakohen Mashiach, two Matnot Dam associated with the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibor, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon then learns that from a Hekesh between the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. Since those are two, are hukash, one to the other, one succeeds the other over here, and there's a hekesh between them, therefore I now say the two that were by Kohen Mashiach and the two that are Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur total to four, which are the four that go on the four karnot of the Mizbeach Hazav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einu Tzarich, you don't need that limud. Harei Hu Omer, Be'ohel Moed, Al Kol Amor, Be'ohel Moed. He says you don't need that because of the extraneous term Asher Ba'ol Moed that is found by the Parhel Medavar Shel Tzibur. It says, Min Adam Asher Yitein Al Karnot HaMizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem. Well, the Mizbeach Lifnei Hashem is most obviously the Mizbeach HaKtored or the Mizbeach Zahav. Then why do you need to tell me Asher Ba'ohel Moed that is in the Ohel Moed? If it's Lifnei Hashem, of course it's in the Ohel Moed. So Asher Ba'ohel Moed, he comes to teach you, as Rashi notes over here, you must place it on all the karnot that are found in the Ohel Moed. And all the karnot mean four karnot that are found in the Ohel Moed. And that extraneous language of Sher Be'ohel Moed, anything found in the Ohel Moed, requires matnot dam on the karnot. That teaches us there is a requirement of four matnot dam on the Mizbeach HaZahav with regards to the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. So for Rabbi Yehuda, that is learned internally for Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. And therefore, the four matnot should be no different than the seven matnot dam. So the seven hazaot have a repetition in vashta kasher asa, and so do the arba matnot on the karnot of the mizbeach hazahav. They also have a repetition through asa kasher asa, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no necessity to find a separate limud or separate source for the arba matnot. On the other hand, for Rabbi Shimon, you need to learn that because not all of the matnot are mentioned in Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. Two of them are mentioned by Par Kohen Mashiach. Two of them are mentioned by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Yes, they add together to four, but they're not all found in the Parsha Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur. Therefore, you can't just use Vasa Kasher Asa. You need a separate ribui to tell you that which is associated with the Matnot on the Mizbeach Zahav is also Me'akev. Now, here are a couple things to note. The first of which is that the Balei HaTosafot on yesterday's Daf and the Tosafot that started on the bottom of the Amud Aleph and came to the top of the Amud Bet asked the following question. The whole basis for a drasha over here is the fact that there's no necessity to learn anything from Par Kohen Mashiach to Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, because everything that we need to know about the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur is written in the case of the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. And the Balei HaTosafot asked yesterday, is that really true? We just saw now that according to Rabbi Shimon, there is a necessity to learn for Par Kohen Mashiach. Had you not had the limud for Par Kohen Mashiach, I would only have two matnot dam on the Mizbeach Zahav, not four matnot dam on the Mizbeach Zahav. And truthfully, the pasuk is not extraneous then. The pasuk coming to teach you, take those two matnot on the Mizbeach Zahav from Par Kohen Mashiach, and now aggregate them with the two matnot dam that you have the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, to get you to the four matnot dam that you need on this Mizbeach Zahav. If that way, it would undermine the whole limud of the Braita. So in the end, the Balei Tosafot said yesterday, Eish Lamar, Diva'asa lo mashma lohusif beparhelem shtei matnot oktuvot bekoen Mashiach. That limud from the Pasuk would not have sufficed to teach us that you need four matnot dam on the Mizbeach Zahav. Deni kashe chaser shum haza'ah elahanach shtayim deparhelem hainu otam shtayim de Mashiach. Because what I would have assumed is that the two matnot dam that are mentioned by the Bar Kohen Mashiach are the same two matnot that are mentioned by the Bahar Olam Davar Shel Tzibor. So even if I was to read the Pasuk, Kipshuto, which would teach me that I learn from Bar Kohen Mashiach to Bahar Olam Davar Shel Tzibor, that still wouldn't teach me that I need four matnot dam. I would just have assumed that it's also, again, a repetition. The two matnot dam that are mentioned by Bar Kohen Mashiach are also mentioned by the Bahar Olam Davar Shel Tzibor. And that's all there is a necessity for, which is two and two. That's why we need the Pasuk now to come along and teach us, this extraneous Pasuk to teach us, that that's not the case. And each section of the Pasuk is going to teach us about a different item, including the fact that Berkar Kohen Mashiach is mentioned in this Pasuk, and that'll draw a Hekesh that allows us, according to Rabbi Shimon, to get to the four Matnot Dam with regards to the Mizbeach Hazav. The second thing you have to note is that Rashi says that Rabbi Shimon's position is premised on Eim L'Mikra. And the Balei HaTosafot then want to extrapolate from that or understand from that 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 means that Rabbi Yehuda believes that we don't have Eim L'Mikra, but rather Eim L'Misoret. If that's true, that first of all means that Rabbi Shimon believes that we darshan Eim L'Mikra. Rabbi Yehuda says Eim L'Misoret, and that's what causes Rabbi Yehuda to look for a different limud, is because he uses Eim L'Misoret and not Eim L'Mikra. But then the Balei HaTosafot note that according to Rabbi Shimon, who says Eim L'Mikra, we do find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin with regards to Sukkah that he does darshan Eim L'Mikra, but we also find other places in Shas where he's darshaning not only Eim L'Mikra, but also Eim L'Misoret. It's here the Balei Tosafot reiterate what they do say in the Gemara in Sanhedrin as well, which is that someone like Rabbi Shimon will be Doresh both Eim L'Mikra and the Eim L'Misoret when they're not Soter, or they're not contradictory. In a case where it's E.F. Shar to explain both the Eim L'Mikra and the Eim L'Misoret, he'll opt for Eim L'Mikra. But in situations where he can bring both of them together, he will try to say both Eim L'Mikra and Eim L'Misoret. But then he does seem to indicate that there are places in Shas where Rabbi Shimon only darshins Eim L'Misoret and not Eim L'Mikra. And he brings from the Rabbeinu Tam that there are certain instances where everybody agrees that we are Doresh Misoret, as well as the Balei Tosafot note that sometimes even if you believe Eim L'Mikra, you still have the option to learn something small from Eim L'Misoret, but maybe not the whole limud, or something that would undermine the Eim L'Mikra. So here the Balei Tosafot are trying to reconcile, like they do in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, between Tanaim, who seem to switch or maneuver around with regards to whether they're Doresh Eim L'Mikra and Eim L'Misoret. In addition, the Balei Tosafot ask, why don't we say, just like by the two matnot dam that are found by the Bahar Kohen Mashiach, we're adding them together to the two matnot dam that we found in Parlam Dabar Shel Tzibor to get to four matnot dam on the Mizbeach Zahav. Why don't we say the same thing with regards to the Matnot Dam in front of the Parochet? Over there you have seven by the Bahar Kohen Mashiach, and you have seven by the Parham Dabar Shel Tzibor. Add them together and you get 14. So the Balei Tosafot answer that would provide a stira to the Psukim. The Psukim say seven, and now you're telling me that 14 instead of seven, that's an outright contradiction to the Pasuk that says seven. On the other hand, the Psukim that say Karnot are just a plurality. So yes, the minimum of a plural word will be two. So that's all we will be Doresh. But then if you go ahead and then make the Hekesh and say now it requires four matnot dam on the Karnot, that doesn't contradict the word Karnot. Karnot could be two, Karnot could be four. Just happens to be that we won't learn more than two unless we have an indication otherwise. And that's what the Hekesh does. The Hekesh tells us that you're going to learn four here and not two. Now the Gemara continues and says, Rabbi Yehuda, ken yaseh may avid lei. Now that you've determined that the ken yaseh lo, that is found in the Pasuk, according to Rabbi Shimon, is needed to teach you there is an equal for the Arba Matnot Dam, but for Rabbi Yehuda, that's not necessary. So then what is he going to do with the Kain Yaseh? If he doesn't need it for the Arba Matnot Dam, what does he use it for? Bibayle the Kedetanya. He needs it for this Braita. L'fish lola manu, the par Yom Kippurim, the smicha v'sharei adam. We didn't know that by the par of Yom Kippurim, there's a necessity for a smicha, as well as the fact that there's a necessity to put the excess dam after you've done azot, to put that on the yisod mizbeach ha'olam. Minayin, how do I know that's the case? Tamalomar, ken ya'aseh. So that teaches you that this din here is true for another par or the par of Yom HaKippurim. Or the Gemara says, the par Yom HaKippurim lo lamadnu? What do you mean that the par of Yom Kippur is not learnt? V'hamart, didn't we learn in the Braita yesterday, la par ze par Yom HaKippurim? The par, one of the words in the Pasuk of la par, we darshan to reference to the par of Yom HaKippurim. So you already have something that connects between the par of Medover Shel Tzibor to the par of Yom HaKippurim. Why do you need a separate limud of Ken Yaseh to teach you that the dinim of the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibor, including smicha, which is mentioned explicitly in the Psukim Samchu Ziknei Aida, as well as the fact that V'kol Adam Yishpoch Ayson Mizbach HaOlah Asher Petach HaMoed, so it mentions the Shari Adam have to go onto the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So both of those are mentioned explicitly here, and you're already connected to Par Yom HaKippurim through the word Lapar. Why do you need Ken Yaseh? Itzrich, I need both limudim here. Sachadat kamina hani milei avudah demakva kapara. That the limud from lapar that connects to par yom kippurim would only bring over avudot or things that are done by the par yom davar shel tzibor that are me'akev the kapara. Things that are not me'akev the kapara, we wouldn't learn from par yom davar shel tzibor over to the par of yom kippurim. Aval avudah delo me'akva kapara. But when it comes to avudah that is not me'akev the kapara, emalo. Then I would suggest maybe there would be no limud from here to there. Kamash Malon, that we do have such a limud. Rabbi Shimon, hai bo'ol moed, mai obidle. Then what does Rabbi Shimon do with this excess asher bo'ol moed? He doesn't learn the four matnot dam from there because he learns that from the hekesh between par koin Mashiach and par lam dover shel tzibor. And then he uses b'kein yaselo to teach you that there's an equal by those arba matnot dam. So what does he do with the extraneous asher bo'ol moed? So bo'ol moed, to teach you that if the roof of the Heichal collapses or somehow is broken, you're not allowed to do the Hazot Adam. There's a requirement that it look like Ohel Moed. The Ohel Moed of the Mishkan is the equivalent of the Heichal in the Beit HaMikdash. Just like an Ohel Moed, an Ohel means something that is covered. So too, the Heichal must be covered in order to be Posel Adam. Now, it's not that the Heichal itself is pasul when there's no roof on it, but rather with the Mizbeach that's found in the Ohel Moed. That takes away the shame of the Mizbeach HaZahav when it doesn't have an Ohel Moed on top of it. And that's what it teaches you. The Idach, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Doesn't he need that limud as well to tell you there's a necessity for a tikra of the Heichal? He says, Me'asher. He learns out of the fact that the Pasuk says, Asher be'Ohel Moed. As Rashi notes over here, that Asher is extraneous, not just the Ohel Moed, because it says in the Pasuk, Min Adam Iten al Karnot HaMizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem Asher Be'ol Moed. So the word Asher is repeated twice. It says Asher Lifnei Hashem. You could have just said Be'ol Moed. Why is there an additional Asher that is mentioned over here? So not only is the Be'ol Moed unnecessary because of Lifnei Hashem, so too the word Asher is extraneous. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda will have both Limudim now from this, as Rashi notes over here, that the Asher will teach you that you have to put the matnot dam of the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibor on the Mizbeach HaZahav on all four of the corners. And then the words Ohel Moed will teach you that it has to have a roof over the Heichal at the time of the Hazot Dam. The Idach and Rabbi Shimon Asher Lo Dorish. He's not Doresh, the word Asher. He doesn't see that as being extraneous or worthy of a separate Mimud. And therefore he doesn't have the excess Asher to deal with that Rabbi Yehuda is Doresh. Vayamar the Rabbi Yehuda Nami Itzterich. That not only do we need this for Rabbi Shimon, but we even need it for Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning that the Ken Yaselo, that references to the four matnot on the Mizbeach HaZahav, that they are me'akev, we said, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, that's only for Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda learns it out from Vaseh Kasher Asah, and then he uses Ken Yaselo to teach you about the dinim of smicha and Shari Adam that apply to the Parsha Yom HaKippurim. But Abai comes along and says, even for Rabbi Yehuda, you need Ken Yaselo to teach you about the Arba Matnot Zahav. Kasalta Dachtcha Amina. Midel Hava Asmicha V'Sheirei Hadam. I would have thought that this is similar to Smicha and Sheirei Hadam. The Afadav Dichtivan, even though they're found in the Psukim of the Parshia here, Ukfeilan, and on that it says Vasa Kasher Asa, so there is a duplication by definition of V'Samchu, and the fact that there is matnot dam on the mizbeach, and the fact that there's a requirement to put the shari dam on yisur mizbeach, lo me'akva, still, they are not me'akev the kapara. Meaning, despite the fact that they are repeated over here, they nevertheless, from the end of the pasuk of v'chiper and v'nislach, we learn that they are not me'akev the kapara. despite the fact that they are duplicated in the Pasuk through Vasa Kasher Asa. So maybe he would say the same thing with regards to the Arba Matnot Dam that go on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So too, there, the Asa Kasher Asa, yes, duplicates it, but similar to Smicha and Sharia Dam, it's not Me'akev de Kapara. So Matan Arba Nami Lo Titakev. Kamash Malon, that teaches you that it is Me'akev, and that's what Ken Yaselo does for Rabbi Yehuda, to teach you that the Matnot Dam are different or differentiated from the Smicha and the Sharei Hadam. Now Rashi notes over here, the reason you would distinguish between them and say that Arba Matnot Dam are Me'akev and not Smicha and Sharei Hadam, and that is because the difference you find in other places, which is, yes, you do find in other places when there's a requirement for Arba Matnot Dam on the Mizbeach Chitzon, it's not Me'akev, similar to Smicha and similar to Sharei Hadam, but there's a slight nuanced difference between them. And that is when we say that the Arba Matnot Dam are not Me'akev for the Chatat HaChitzona, that's true of three of the four Matnot Dam. There still is an equal with regards to one of those Matnot Dam. Whereas by the case of Smicha and Sharei Hadam, there is never any equal. There's never any time that we believe that you have to have Smicha, and if you don't have Smicha, the Gurban is Pasul, or that you require that the Sharei Hadam be placed on the Yisod HaMizbeach, and you don't do it, the Kapara fails. It's never Me'akev the Kapara. And so that nuanced difference makes it that from Ken Yaselo, we include the Arba Matnot to tell you that they are Me'akev Kapara, even though in other instances, like the Chatat HaChitzona, they're not Me'akev. Nevertheless, because there's a single Ikuv there for the one Matan Dam, we're going to take that and then build it here to say Ken Yaselo, that all four of the Matnot Dam and the Mizbech HaZav are Me'akev, as opposed to the Smicha and the Sharei Hadam, where we never find any equal, and therefore we're not going to include them under Ken Yaselo, but rather exclude them from V'chiper and V'nislach Vahem. Now the Gemara goes on and says, Lapar. The Pasuk in the Braita says, Lapar, Zepar Yom HaKippurim. That teaches you that the Par Yom HaKippurim is associated with this Pasuk. L'may Hilchato. What halacha do we need to learn from the Par Lam Dabar Shel Tzibor to be included in the Pasuk that's found by Par Lam Dabar Shel Tzibor? Ila Akev. If he's coming to teach you that the Matnot Dam, with regards to Parsha Yom HaKippurim, that they're Me'akev, the Kapara, Pshita, that is straightforward, Chuka, Tivabei. The word Chok appears in Machremot with regards to Yom HaKippurim, and so we know everything in that Parshia is Me'akev. Samar of Nachma Yitzlach, Lo Nitzvacha, Elo Rabbi Yehuda. We need it for the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Damar. Kik Tiva Chuka, when it writes Chuka in Parshat Achremot, where it says, Vaita Lachem L'Chukat Olam, בחודש השביעי, בעשור לחודש, תנו נקשותיכם, וכל מלאכה לא תעשו, האזרח והגר גר בתוככם. So that חוקה that's mentioned there is הדברים הנשים בבגדי לבן בפנים. That's only true of the עבודות that are uniquely associated with Yom HaKippurim, when the Kohen Gadol is wearing just the four white vestments that he wears on Yom HaKippurim, and he's doing עבודה בפנים. He's doing עבודה in the קודש הקודשים. שאם הקטים מעשה לחברו, לא עשה ולא כלום. If he does it out of order in any way, it is posel de avodah or the seder avodat Yom HaKippurim, and you have to start again. About dvarim anasim bevik de lavan b'chutz. On the other hand, the avodot that are done in the heichal, which is the kodesh, that are done also in the white vestments, but they're in the kodesh. Hikti masil chaviro mashasa asui. If he does things out of order over there, even though the chatchila is supposed to do it in the order, b'diavad it is not pasul. So I would have thought, Ema mid kisidran lo me'akvei. So just like the order is not me'akev with regards to the avodot that are done in the Echal, hazah nami lo me'akvei. Then maybe if you eliminate the hazah altogether, maybe it would not be me'akev. Kamash malon, that is not the case. So the havamina would have been, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the word chukah that teaches you in Maaseh Yom HaKippurim, that you have to do it kiseder or kisidran, you have to do it exactly in the order prescribed in Seder Avodat Yom HaKippurim. I would have thought, since that's only true with regards to the Avodah that's done in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, not true of the Avodah that's done in the Kodesh, just like I can dispense with the order with regards to the Matnot Dam in the Kodesh, so do I can dispense with them altogether, because they're not Me'akev, and that's maybe why the Seder doesn't matter. The answer is that the Seder is not Me'akev, but the Dam or the Dam, the Matnot Dam themselves, are Me'akev, and if you're missing any one of those Matnot Dam, you fail to accomplish the Avodah of Yom HaKippurim. And so in that way, we learn from here, Par is associated with the Par Shel Helam Davar Shel Tzibor to teach you a duplication that there is by Paryom HaKippurim, also this demand that all the Matnot Dam be done, and without them, it is Ma'akev the Kapara. So Matkev La Rapapa challenges that and says, Umi Matzit Amar Dochi, can you really say that? V'hatanya, don't we have a Braita? According to Pasuk from Achrimot, V'chila Mikaper et HaKodesh, V'tol Moed, V'et HaMizbeach, V'kriv et HaSeir HaChai. So there where it says V'chila Mikaper, we have a limit from that. V'chila Mikaper et HaKodesh, Im Kiper, Kila. If he does all the Kaparot, then he is Kila. He's completed the avoda of Yom HaKippurim. Im Lo Kiper, if he doesn't do all the Kaparot that are associated with Yom HaKippurim, Lokila, he hasn't accomplished it. In other words, it is an equal. It's telling you that you must do all the kaparot that are necessary on that day. And if you don't do the kaparot, you will not complete the avoda. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That is the view of Rabbi Akiva. Or the alternate version of the Braita is it's Divrei Rabbi, that it was authored by Rabbi. Amarle Rabbi Yehuda, Mipnei Malo Nemar. Imkila kiper. You change the order of the words in the pasuk. Pasuk says v'chila mikaper, not kiper kila. And so, why don't you darshan it based on the order of the words, which is imkila kiper. If you complete everything, you get kapara. Imlo kila. If you don't complete everything, lo kiper. Then you don't accomplish kapara. Now, later on in the Gemara, we'll find Amoraim that argue whether there is any nafkamina between these two positions. There's one Amora that says that Mashma'ut Dorshim, just a question of the drasha, but not there's any nafkamina l'alocha. The other possibility is that Shairei Adam is the nafkamina between them. And the way Rashi at least reads it over here is that Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi, who's the Tana Kama here, believes that you only have to do the things that are associated with Kapara. And that means the Matnot Dam, not the Shairei Adam. And so therefore, if you finish all those things associated with the Kapara, you finished and nothing else is Makev. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda believes that you need to kila. You have to do everything that is demanded, including the Shari Adam. And Rabbi Yehuda would believe that the Shari Adam is Ma'akev, the Kapara. And in order to get the full Kapara of Yom Kippurim, not only do you have to do all the Matnot Dam, you also have to make sure that the Shari Adam reached the Yisod HaMizbeach. But either way, even if you don't learn like Rashi, and reverse the positions, which is the view of the Rav Yah. Nevertheless, in both instances, you end up in the same place, which is that Rabbi Yehuda has a source for the fact that all the Matnot Dam on Yom HaKippurim are Me'akev. So why would you need then the pasuk here by Parlam David Shul Tzibor that says Lapar, Zeh Parsha Yom HaKippurim, what is it necessary for? We already know, number one, equal from the word Chukah, and even though that doesn't extend possibly to the Matnot Dam done in the Heichal, now with V'chila Mikaper, there clearly that limud now extends it to include any Matnot Dam that are associated with Yom HaKippurim are Me'akev the Kapara. If that's the case, you don't need the par, Parsha Yom HaKippurim that's found here by the Parlam Davar Shul Tzibor. So Amar Papa, Lo Nitzrecha Ela Le'et Dam Obitvila. You need it for these three limudim, which we don't have explicitly by the par of Yom HaKippurim. And now you're going to extrapolate from here to there. How exactly we do that, we'll explain in a second. It's a machloket Rashi in the Bali Tosafot, how that works exactly. But now let's look at what these limudim are. Et, Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, lo nitzrecha, elo lahakshir, amin shebe'etzba. The et comes to teach you, if the Kohen has a wart or a blister on his finger, then he's still kasher to do the hazot adam or the matnot dam with his etzba. The word badam, Shehei Badam Shi'ur Tfila Mi'ikara. The word Badam comes to teach you that you have to have sufficient Dam in the kos that you're doing the Matnot Dam form up front. And that means that according to Rashi, you need to capture at the time of Kabbalah sufficient Dam that will allow you to do all the Matnot Dam that are required for a meal. So there has to be sufficient Dam that you can be tovel your finger in and do all the Matnot Dam. If you don't have that much Dam in there, then the Hazot Dam are not kasher. The example Rashi gives is if you do Kabbalat Adam in one kos and then another kos, and after the fact you mix them together to get to the sufficient quantity, that won't work. And the Shita Mekubetza note, Yugimel notes that the source for this is the fact that the Pasuk writes Badam instead of Bidam, and Badam indicates that it has to be Vidam that is necessary for all the Avodah now, must be present now. Rather, the bid-dam, which would mean into dam, not into necessarily the dam that we need. So therefore, we learn that you need all the dam up front. And v'tabal teaches you, v'tabal, the lo misapek, that you have to dip your finger in order to do the sprinkling, and you can't just, Rashi says over here, wipe it against the side of the kli to gain some blood and then sprinkle with that. Badam, and you need to read badam. Had the pasuk only written b'taval havamina afagav the leka shur tvila miikara, even though there's not a shur tvila up front, you could still do it. You could do it either through multiple kosot, or you could keep collecting the dam, or mix the dam together. Therefore, kadav rachmana badam. To teach you badam means that you have to have all the dam that's sufficient for all the hazaot up front. Even if you wiped it on the side, you don't actually have to dip it. Katav rachmana v'taval. To teach you that you need to do a tefillah for each matan dam. Now, what the Gemara is referencing to is a pasuk that is found by the Parakohen Mashiach. By the Parakohen Mashiach, it says, v'taval ha-kohen et etzba'o badam. The Gemara says the words in that pasuk are somewhat unnecessary or must be coming to teach you something. First of all, et etzba'o, the et is extraneous. So it seems to indicate that there's a ribui here, that something beyond the etzba is kasher. And that's what we learned over here, that even if he has a blister or a wart on his finger, it is still kasher. The word betaval ha-kohen is a word that is not normally used with regards to hazot adam or matnot dam, and that is because generally the pasuk uses either vilakach or vihiza. Over here, it now uses the word betaval. So from that, we learn that each matnat dam requires a dip into the blood and then a sprinkling, and it can't just be garnered from the blood that is on the side of the utensil or some other way without it being dipped in. And then the word says, v'taval ha-kohen et etzba'o badam. As we noted already from the Shita Mekubetzet, it's badam and not bidam. Not just in the blood, it's in the blood. The blood that we know and that has already been captured completely. Because immediately afterwards it says, v'hizam min adam sheva pamim lifnei Hashem et pnei Baruch Ad HaKodesh. So that dam that he's dipping his finger into is the dam of v'hizam min adam sheva pamim. That same dam that he's going to do the sprinklings with is already there, captured in the utensil that we have. So those three words teach us those three dinim. And what the Gemara is suggesting now is that same requirement applies to the par of Yom HaKippurim. The question is, how do you do that? How do you extend it from the par Kohen Mashiach to the par Shel Yom HaKippurim? Over here you have a machloket between Rashi and the Balei Tosafot. This actually already came up in yesterday's daf. It's going to come up right now. And then further on, later on in today's daf, we're going to see it again, this machloket. And Rashi says, the way that it is learned here is, Alma lepar kohen mashiach nami itkush. Because in that pasuk, vasalapar, kasher salapar, we're going to learn both that par shel Yom HaKippurim is found there, as well as par shel kohen mashiach. And just like you have a hekesh between par lam davar shel tzibor to par kohen mashiach to teach you that the Parlam Dabash Tzibor has those same requirements as the Parakohen Mashiach, and therefore the Taval and Et and Badam apply to the Parlam Dabash Tzibor. So too, the fact that Par means the Parsha Yom HaKippurim is found in the Pasuk, there's a Hekesh between then Parsha Yom HaKippurim to the Parakohen Mashiach. And so all the members of this Pasuk, as we're going to go through it, and we know that it's referring to the Par Yom HaKippurim, Parakohen Mashiach, Sirei Ovedot Kochavim, all of these items now are Hukash, Echad L'Sheni, or Hukash together, and given that, you can learn from one to the other. And that's the source that Rashi brings, and this Rashi is actually quoted back in the Tosvot, Divrei HaMatzkil Lapar, on Lamed Tet Amud Bet, in yesterday's daf, where the Balei Tosafot start to question, how is that possible? If you already have that Hekesh, then why can't we learn many things back and forth between these different Korbanot, without having a special Limud, if they're all Hukash, Echad L'Sheni? So yesterday we saw that the Balei Tosafot answered that they don't believe that there is a hekesh between the members of the pasuk. That's number one. That's the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, which we'll explain in 1 second. And then they went on to try to defend Rashi and say maybe only certain items are hukash echad l'sheni, including par kohen mashiach and par hem davar shel tzibor, which are adjacent to each other. But that doesn't mean there's a broad hekesh between all the members of the psukim. But if the answer of the Balei Tosafot is correct, it will present a problem for Rashi, because then you have what's called a hekesh lehekesh, which is not allowed in Kodoshim. You can't take a hekesh from the Parakohen Mashiach to the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor, and then from Paralam Davar Shel Tzibor to the Par Yom HaKippurim. It must be directly from the Parakohen Mashiach to the Par of Yom HaKippurim. And according to Rashi, that's accomplished by the hekesh between the members of the pasuk. And you can see that one of the major questions that the Rabbeinu Tam asks at the top of the Amud over here, where it says, Kasher the Rabbeinu Tam, because later on in the Gemara, it's going to say, that we need the word lapar, which is a reference to the par helam davar shel tzibor, to teach us that some of these items are as if they're written in the psukim of par helam davar tzibor, so it doesn't become a hekesh lehekesh when we learn from there to the sirei avodat kochavim. The Rabbeinu Tam says, according to Rashi, why is it a problem at all? Since this sirei avodat kochavim are mentioned in the pasuk, and so is the par kohen mashiach mentioned in the pasuk, they can learn from each other directly. You don't have to go through par helam davar shel tzibor. So then, why is there even a question in the Gemara or a necessity for that? Although Tosva does bring a defense of Rashi, where he says that the pasuk that says va'asa lapar kasher asa lapar makes that there is a specific connection between the par and the par. One par is the par shel Yom Kippurim, and one is the par of Kohen Mashiach. Therefore, that generates a special hekesh between those two items, and that's how it's learned over here. But it's not a broader hekesh to all the members of the psukim. On the other hand, the Rabbeinu Tam says, the near other Rabbeinu Tam, itkish kulu adadi. He makes it clear he doesn't think there's a hekesh between the members of the pasuk. Elokulu itkish the parlam davar shel tzibor. All of them are connected to parlam davar shel tzibor. Parlam davar hukash the par kohen mashiach. The parlam davar shel tzibor is or has a hekesh to the par kohen mashiach. Uparlam deloktiv be badam haktiv de batabal etzbao min hadam. So he says that even though the words v'taval, et, and badam are found by the par kohen mashiach, and through a hekesh, we learn that to the parlam dover shel tzibor, and then if we were to take that from the parlam dover tzibor and learn it to par yom kippurim, it would be a hekesh lehekesh, which is not allowed. It says, nevertheless, in the psukim of par elam dover shel tzibor, it says, v'taval agoin etzbao min adam, v'zah shevet pe'amin lifnei Hashem et b'nei ha'parochet. So first of all, the word v'taval appears, as well as the fact that min hadam sounds like badam, and it's very similar in the limud. And since two of the items that appear by the par kohen mashiach also appear here in the parlam davar shel tzibor, once we've had that gilui milta about what they mean by par kohen mashiach, therefore the source is actually now found in parlam davar shel tzibor, and you can learn it from parlam davar shel tzibor to the par of Yom Kippurim. It's not done through a hekesh from par kohen mashiach, but rather directly from parlam davar shel tzibor to par shel Yom Kippurim. And therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the word v'taval also appears here. Min adam is equivalent to badam. The only thing you're missing is et, and that the Palei Tosfot will leave as a question at the end. How does the Rabbeinu Tam get at least the aspect of et over to the par of Yom Kippurim? But he does have the advantage then of how we learn then by the chatot achitzonot, the same din that you need sufficient dam to do all the hazaot that are found there, because the word min adam also appears by the chatot achitzonot. For Rashi, it's very hard to know how you get that limud from par kohen mashiach to the chatot achitzonot, because they're not mentioned in this pasuk that would bring a hekesh to them. So now Gemara asks a question which seems to be somewhat out of place, which is, mizbach torat asamim lomali. What do you need the words of mizbach torat asamim? So Rashi claims that this is a question of Rabbi Yehuda, who learned by Parlam Davar Shel Tzibor that the words Asher Be'ol Moed were extraneous, because it already said Asher Lifnei Hashem by the Mizbeach Asher Lifnei Hashem. So too, you have the same problem by the Par Kohen Mashiach. By the Par Kohen Mashiach, it says, Natan HaKohen Adam Al Karnot Mizbach Torat HaSamim Lifnei Hashem Asher Be'ol Moed. So the Lifnei Hashem there should have told you that Lifnei Hashem means the Mizbeach HaZav or the Mizbeach HaKetoret. Why do you need the words Ketoret HaSamim to be mentioned there? So just like Asher Be'ol Moed was extraneous, why do you say over here that the Mizbeach Ketoret HaSamim is also extraneous? And then what are you going to learn from it? So it's actually a sidebar where the Gemara is just jumping back now. We went through all that Rabbi Yehuda learned and the explanation of the Braita according to Rabbi Yehuda in Abaye's position. And now we're jumping back to see what Rabbi Yehuda is going to do with the extra term of Mizbach Torat HaSamim. On the other hand, the Balei Tosafot in Le'et Badam Utvila seem to indicate that this is another limud in the Psukim that we would extrapolate from Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor and export it to Par Shel Yom Kippurim. Just like Et Badam Utvila, there's also, you can export Be'ol Moed, and you can also export Ketoret HaSamim. And therefore, this is part of the limudim that we learn from Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor that are not, do not appear by Par Yom Kippurim. And this is another item that you could export to Par Shel Yom Kippurim. And that is, Mizbach Ketoret HaSamim Lomali, Shim Lo Nitranich HaMizbeach Ketoret HaSamim Lo Yamazeh. That the first thing that must be done on the Mizbeach HaZahav is the Ketoret. The primary purpose of the Mizbeach HaZahav is for the Hakrabat Ketoret. The Matnot Dam are only done once a year on Yom Kippurim, and in exceptional instances like Par Kohen Mashiach and Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor, where there are Matnot Dam that are done on the Mizbeach HaZahav. Absent that, the Mizbeach HaZahav is primarily the Mizbach Toret HaSamim. So in order for it to get its shame as the Mizbeach HaZahav, or the Mizbach Toret HaSamim, the first thing you have to do in order to initiate the Mizbeach HaZahav is put Ketoret on it. So what it's teaching you is if you got a new Mizbeach HaZahav right before Yom HaKippurim, you couldn't start out with the Matnot Dam being the first thing that's placed in the Mizbeach. You need Ketoret HaSamim to be placed on there first. Where it says, Tanya Kavote de Rav Papa. We have a braita that supports Rav Papa's understanding as to what we learn from Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor over to Par Yom HaKippurim. Vasa Kasher Asa. So again, the puzzle that we're quoting from Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor. Matam Lomar Lapar. What does the extra word Lapar mean? Both Par Yom HaKippurim, L'chol Mashema Omur B'inyan. Divrei Rabbi. That comes to teach you that everything that is found here in this din of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor should be exported to the Par Shel Yom HaKippurim. As the Baal Tosafot will point out, Mashmalei, Dahadik Tani Bebraita L'chol Mashamur Binyan, Dila Eit Bedam Utzvila Kamar. It must be speaking about something beyond just the Matnot Dam here. It has to be something more in totality to be taught over here. Or, it has to be something beyond what we already know about the Matnot Dam of Yom HaKippurim. We already have the word Chukah over there that teaches us that there is an Ikuv with regards to the Matnot Dam over there. You need something in excess of that to say that this is the chol mashamur ba'inyan, that you're exporting something to the Par Shel Yom HaKippurim. And the Tosfot adds afterwards that also from the next limud that comes from Rabbi Yishmael, who learns it in a different manner, it becomes clear what the meaning of Rabbi or Rabbi Akiva's position is over here, that it means, similar to what Rav Papa said, to export the items of a taval, et, and badam, to the Par of Yom HaKippurim, and therefore this braita, at least in the Tanakhama, is supportive of Rav Papa's position. So Amar Rav Yishmael, Kavil Chomer. You don't need this limud of Rabbi or Rabbi Akiva over here to teach you from the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor over to the Par Yom HaKippurim. Rather, you can learn this through a Kavil Chomer. Now it's really not, as we're going to see later on, a real Kavil Chomer. It's a Kavil Chomer in the sense that we have a Giloy Milta that teaches us information, and then from that information, we can extrapolate to the other item. The Gemara will come back and discuss what exactly this Kavil Chomer is. But suffice it to say, at this point, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't need the limud of Rabbi Akiva to teach you that par means Par Shel Yom HaKippurim. And he does it through this methodology, which is ma'makom shelo hushva kurban l'kurban. In a case where the korbanot are different, hushva ma'asim l'ma'asim, still their processing is exactly similar, makom shelo hushva kurban l'kurban. In a case where the two korbanot, the same animal that is brought for the korban, certainly it should be that their actions should be similar. Again, we're going to come back and discuss this in more detail in a minute. So then what does Rabbi Shmuel do with the word lapar? That comes to teach you a par halam dover shel tzibor, which is very strange given the fact that the psukim are found in par halam shel dover shel tzibor. Why would you then need the par to teach you par halam dover shel tzibor? So the Gemara says, the par, ze par kohen Mashiach. So the second one is par kohen Mashiach. And then the Gemara will later on go on to explain to us that the necessity for par halam davar shel tzibor comes to teach you that certain things that are learned through methodologies that cannot be extrapolated now are as if they are written in particular in par halam davar shel tzibor, and now you can extrapolate them to other areas of halacha. And so based on that, you need the Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibor to be mentioned, even though these are psukim of Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibor. So now we're going to deal with the first part of this, which is, what is the Kal V'Chomer? And then on tomorrow's daf, we'll explain what the necessity for having Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibor is in this pasuk that is found inside of Par Halam Davar Shel Tzibor. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Mabek Makom Shelo Hushvu Korban LeKorban. Milo hushva korban the korban. What is the case where the korbanot are not comparable? Ilei mapar Yom HaKippurim v'seir Yom HaKippurim. If you're going to tell me that the paradigm from which we're going to learn is the par and seir of Yom HaKippurim, because in that instance the two korbanot are different, one is a par, one is a seir, then you're going to try to extrapolate from that. In a case where you have par and seir, which are different animals for the korbanot, yet all of their ma'asim are identical, so then certainly in a case where you have par Yom HaKippurim with par Kohen Mashiach, all of their ma'asim should be identical. Gemara says that's not a good limud because Igal Mifrach, Malahanach Shekei Nechnas, Damam, Lifnai, Velifnim. The par Yom HaKippurim and Seir Yom HaKippurim have a common denominator, which is that their dam is taken into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Maybe that's what is generating the similarity between them. And therefore, you can't then extrapolate and say, well, just like the par and seir, even though they're different animals, are the same, then certainly a par and a par should be identical. Ella, what are you going to say? It's the parlam davar shel tzibur, usirei avodat kochavim. You have a par and a seir now. So again, different korbanot, but yet, hushvu maaseihem, they have identical processing, which is the parlam davar shel tzibur and seir avodat kochavim are done in the exact same manner. Igal mifrach, there again, they have a common denominator, which might be providing the similarity between them, and then you can't extrapolate it anywhere. Malahanach, shekein mechaprim, ala veirot, mitzvah yudua. Parlam davar shel tzibur, and the Seir Avodat Kochavim is brought for mistakes that are made by the Psak of Beit Din. The Rova Am acts on that Psak of Beit Din, but it's an instance where we know what went wrong, we know what was done wrong, we know the Avera, and they're providing Kapara for that known Avera. Whereas the Par and Seir of Yom Kippurim are bringing Kapara for Tumat Mikdash Vikodoshov in a case when it's Eina Yadua. So that Kapara is not similar, and therefore maybe you can't extrapolate from the Par Seir of Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and Seir Avodat Kochavim over to the Par of Yom HaKippurim. Ela Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur B'Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim. The two that are not similar are Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur and the Seir of Yom Kippur. Those two items are different korbanot, yet their processing is similar. V'Hochi Kamar, and this is what is being said now. V'Ama Makom Shlo Hushvu Korban LeKorban, in the case where the korbanot are not similar, the High Par, the High Seir, Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur is a bull, and the Seir of the Yom HaKippurim is a goat. Hoshvu Lamasim, despite that, they have the same processing, meaning that the items between them are identical. Lamayde Dichtiv Buhu, at least that which is written in them. So if you look at the chart that I sent out with regards to this, I brought the comparisons between these items down, and you can see that they're really not identical. And this is what the Gemara says, Lamayde Dichtiv Buhu. At least that which is written by them are similar. So even though the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur has no dam that goes into Kodesh HaKodeshim, and the Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim does, but over there, since the par has nothing written about it, it's not different because it doesn't write anything different. And similarly, even though the matnot on the parochet that are done before the parochet for the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur are 7 hazaot on the parochet, whereas by the Seir Yom HaKippurim, it's achat tamala v'sheva lamato, it's actually 8 matnot dam that are done, but nevertheless, there's no stira because 7 is subsumed within the 8. So as long as the 7 are written, it's not different than the 8. It has 7 and 7. It doesn't write about the 1, so there's no stira. And similarly, when it comes to the matnot on the Mizbeach HaZahav, there are 4 matnot for the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, and there are 4 matnot for the Seir of Yom HaKippurim. There also is a requirement by the Seir of Yom HaKippurim to do 7 hazaot on the top of the Mizbeach HaZahav, which does not appear by the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur. Nevertheless, there's nothing written in the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, so it's not a stira. In addition, by the Parlam Davar Shel Tzibur, it says, "Batavala kohen etzba'o." So there's a requirement of matan dam be'etzba. And Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim says, "V'yizha be'etzba'o." So given that, you have all of their ma'asim now that are identical, at least for that which is written about them. Given that, even in a situation where you have a par, a bull versus a seir versus a goat, then certainly, mokom shushvo korban the korban, in a case where the korbanot are similar to high par, the high par, they are both parim. According to Rashi, that means it's the par kohen Mashiach versus the par shel Yom HaKippurim. On the other hand, for the Rebbeinu Tam, it's the par helam davar shel tzibur versus the par shel Yom HaKippurim. That goes back to the source for the limud for betaval et and badam. The machlok we had between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam there, and that plays out here as well. We'll follow Rashi's interpretation and say now, but just like here, by the par shel kohen Mashiach and the par shel Yom HaKippurim, now you have the same korbanot, the high par v'high par, enu din, shehushvu ma'asim l'ma'asim, that certainly all their processing should be the same. Now once again, you have the same problem. Par shel Yom HaKippurim has hazaot eretan lifnai lifnim in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Par kohen Mashiach doesn't have that at all. By the parochet outside, Par Shel Yom HaKippurim has achat tamala sheva lamata, has 8, whereas the Par kohen Mashiach has 7. With regards to the 7, they are equal. The matnot on the Mizbeach HaZahav, the 4 karnot, are similar between them. The 7 hazaot that are needed for Par Shel Yom HaKippurim on the top of the Mizbeach HaZahav is not mentioned by the Par kohen Mashiach, so it's not contradictory. Again, you have a tavala kohen at etzbo by the Par kohen Mashiach, and by Par Shel Yom HaKippurim of Zab etzbo. And now what the Gemara wants to do from that is now extrapolate and say, Batalei Par Yom HaKippurim, Et Badam Ut Vila. So that's how we learn the Et Badam Ut Vila, Mipar Kohen Mashiach. Just like Batavau, Et and Badam is a requirement by the Par Kohen Mashiach, so too it is a requirement by the par shayom ha-kippurim. So through this gilei milter, this kal v'chomer, that's how we move v'taval et and badam, according to Rabbi Shmuel, from the par koi Mashiach over to the par shayom ha-kippurim. Atilei soir yom ha-kippurim misir abudat kochavim v'chal v'chomer. Now what you're going to say is the seir of Yom Kippur will be learned from the seir of that kochavim in a similar type of kal v'chomer. That is Parom Davar Shel Tzibur, when you compare it to the Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim, and even though they're different in terms of the animals, nevertheless, the Masim are the same. So too, the Seir of that Kochavim, when compared to the Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim, certainly there the Masim should be the same. And just like by Seir of that Kochavim, you have Vataval, Et, and Badam, then you would say that true by the Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim. Now there is one deficit in this Limud, which is, the question is, how do you know that it's true by Seir Avodat Kochavim? Since when do you know that the Seir Avodat Kochavim also has a din of Taval, Et, and Badam? So that the Gemara says, V'chi davar lameid behekesh, hozer malameid v'kal v'chomer. Wait a minute. The reason that you know that Seir Avodat Kochavim has the din of Taval, Et, and Badam is from a hekesh to Parlam Dover Shel Tzibur, or possibly to the hekesh to Par Koin Mashiach, depending if you are learning like Rashi or the Rebbeinu Tam. But that gives you the source for Taval Et and Badam by Seir Avodat Kochavim. Now you're trying through a kal v'chomer to apply that to Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim. That is a two-level limud, which isn't clear, we'll see later on in Ezu Mukoman, whether you're allowed to apply such a limud. Is that possible that that's what they're doing over here? Amar Papa, Kasabra Tanit Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Davar Lameid Behekesh, Chozer Lameid B'Kal V'Chomer, En Ochanami. That's what he's doing. That which he learned by Seir Avodat Kochavim through a hekesh, he's now applying to Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim. Now, what's difficult about this limud is the fact that in the original limud, where we were doing the kal v'chomer to teach us that from Par Koi Mashiach, apply it to Par Shel Yom HaKippurim, we said in the initial stage, they compared Palam Shel Dover to Bibur to Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim. And even though at that point, the Palam Dover Shel Tzibur we knew had the din of Taval Et and Badam, but the Seir of Yom HaKippurim did not have that din of Taval Et Badam, and that would indicate that there is a difference, that there masim lo hushbu. So Rashi says, don't worry about that. And even though it's not explicitly written by the Seir of Dat Kochavim, that's not considered to be a stira, because so Rashi says here, even though by the Seir of Yom Kippur, it doesn't say Et and Badam it's Vila, which then should be a difference between it and Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, ain't it shinoi. It's not a shinoi because maybe it just didn't explain that. It doesn't say a contradictory statement to it, and therefore it's not considered to be in a different maaseh, especially given the fact that later on, we're going to learn that from a kal v'chomer to say that it does have application by Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim, which would then equate it to the Param Dover Shel Tzibur. So Rashi says that there's no stira here because of the fact that the Taval, Et, and Badam are written by the Param Dover Shel Tzibur, but they're not written by the Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim. That we can live with because there's no explicit stira. On the other hand, the Rabbeinu Shmuel in the Balei Tosafot suggests that the reason that you don't have to worry about it is because Miu Laet Badam Tvila Hu Shvul Kedi Alif the Kaman Seyim Akupurim Misrei Avodat Kochavim Bekal V'Chomer. Later on, as we did already, we're going to learn Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim from Seir Avodah Zarah, and we're also going to know by the Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim that the din of Taval Et and Badam applies there. And for that reason, then they can be equated because their masim are exactly equal. Tosafot then later on says that the Rabbeinu Shmuel's logic seems to be somewhat circular, and therefore he favors Rashi's interpretation that the way that we know that the first hashvah happens is just because it's not written there, and therefore there's no contradiction even though Bataval and Et and Badam don't appear by the Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim. Then the Balei Tosafot go on to try to explain where Rabbi, who doesn't have this kal v'chomer, knows by the Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim that the fact that Taval, Et, and Badam applies over there. And he suggests that there is a kal v'chomer that he could learn that would provide him that limud, which would be much simpler than the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yishmael, and that's why he doesn't accept Rabbi Yishmael's kal v'chomer, because it's so difficult, and he does accept this kal v'chomer, which would apply it, v'imken atchalei Seir Yom HaKippurim, but kal v'chomer gamur, mipar Yom HaKippurim, v'sirei avdat kochavim, the lo hushva korban the korban hushvu masim lemasim la et bedam betzvila koshekein seirim, because he has a source for the fact that the par Yom HaKippurim has it, and now if you put the par Yom HaKippurim together with the seir avodat kochavim, both of which now have betaval et and badam, then you have a real kal v'chomer, and that kal v'chomer can teach you the din with regards to the Seir of Yom HaKippurim. Okay, we're going to stop here by the two dots on the top of Mem Aleph Amud Aleph.